Making love to you was never second best. I saw the world crashing all around your face, never really knowing it was always mesh and lace. I'll stop the world and melt with you. You've seen the difference and it's getting better all the time. There's nothing you and I won't do. I'll stop the world and melt with you. We should know better. Dream of better lives, the kind which never hate. Trapped in a state of imaginary grace. I made a pilgrimage to save this human race. Never comprehending the race had long gone by. I'll stop the world and melt with you. You've seen the difference and it's getting better all the time. There's nothing you and I won't do.
Good evening, everyone. This is Mellow Max, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. It is August the 9th, which is a special day for me because it is my birthday. Yay! Yeah, I don't really have too many birthday songs lined up for the evening today, but there might be a few. My show is highly recommended. I'm here every Wednesday, 7 to 8 p.m. at least, roughly, give or take a couple hours on either side. I'm doing an almost all vinyl set. If I play any birthday songs, I didn't bring any birthday songs on vinyl, so those will be the exceptions to the rule, but everything else pretty much is on vinyl. Unless something like, it's like, oh man, I need to play that song and I don't have it. You know, yeah, other than that, that's all I've got. I'll be back with you guys with a PSA in a bit. That first song was Modern English's I Melt With You. I think they're coming to Boston soon. Be good to see them again. They were really fun live last time, but no one danced other than me. Like, there was, like, the band seemed very appreciative for me. I was right there in the front dancing. And at one point, like, the lead singer said to everyone else in the audience, like, hey, you guys know that you can all dance too, right? So that was kind of sad, but really fun music, good show. Their new music was good. Anyway, coming up next is Unknown Mortal Orchestra with Swim and Sleep Like a Shark.
Let's swing, cool, darling.
The first quarter of an hour of my birthday radio show is behind us. We started off with Modern English, I Melt With You, followed by Unknown Mortal Orchestra's Swim and Sleep Like a Shark, followed by Stella Donnelly with Tricks, and then Stonefield with Dead Alive. And I gotta say, those last two, really, really pretty vinyl. Stella Donnelly, it was like a nice, rich, like forest green, and Stonefields was like a nice rich maroon red, and the two of them on turntable A and B looked really cool. That was a nice moment. And now I've got two black vinyl records loaded up because they are both olds. They're both from 1971. I wonder, like, what was the first colored vinyl? I'm sure it's gonna be like really old. Yeah, 1908. Ooh, those are cool. A Brief History. Anyway, that's besides the point. The song behind me right now is River Song by Tonto's Expanding Headband. River Song's a great song. It's, really good for spacing out and being mellow. And the next song's pretty chill, too. Not as chill. Picks up the energy a bit while staying mellow. That's an interesting thing about the word mellow. It doesn't necessarily mean calm. It just means, like, laid back. Not stress-inducing. And that's what I aim for here on Highly Recommended. yeah. That's what I've got. Let's see. 1950 saw the release of a lot of fun colored vinyl. But when did they really become popular? Particularly interesting examples include krautrocker outfit Faust's 1971 debut album on clear vinyl, ELO's 1977 Out of the Blue in blue. I have that album and it is not blue. Led Zeppelin's 4 in Lilac in 1978, and Kraftwerk's, no way, 1978 Glow in the Dark 12-inch single for neon lights. That is so cool. Wow. Cool. Huh. Oh. Wow. So there's a company called Anvinyly, and they will press your ashes into clear vinyl. Pet or body part ashes work too. And there are also many oddly shaped, filled, and scented releases. You don't want to scratch your... I wonder if the needle would activate some of the... Like, if it was like a scratch and sniff kind of thing. Whoa. That's why I have never heard of scented vinyl, other than it smelling like plastic. Have you ever heard of that? I don't think our phone number's working still, but you can try and call in and talk to me about scented vinyl if you want to. Otherwise, we do have the DJ chat. I'll check there. Thank goodness we don't have smell chat. That would be interesting. Ooh, they updated the chat. Interesting. Anyway, Tonto's expanding headband. I've done a lot of it's a good song for expanded heads. Tonto's cool. It's all done on one synthesizer. That is a human voice, but it's being vocoded through Tonto. Tonto's a big ol' analog modular synthesizer. Very neat. Last week I was talking about how Spoonbill was releasing a new song. It did release. I don't love it, but I still stand by him, and his concert is going to be September 22nd at TBD. We're less than a month and a half out. Just tell us where you're playing, please. Anyway, I digress. Today for my birthday, I went to a saxophone repair place. And they told me that it would cost $2,000 to repair my alto saxophone. And then I found out that alto saxophone, my grandparents, I mean, I knew that it was like my grandparents had purchased it, but I didn't know the story. They bought it at a flea market for $25, and I love that. I don't think any of my instruments, I have many instruments, and none of them cost more than $50 to purchase, and I think that that is beautiful. To repair, sure, that's a little bit more money, and then it's gonna be like $200 to repair my soprano, so it's good, it's a bit cheaper, and playable condition, ooh, isn't that exciting, and what did I do after that? After that, I played Red Dead Redemption 2. I just started it last night. I don't know how I got it on my Xbox. I didn't pay for it, nor did I pay for Fallout 4 or like some Call of Duty game that I hadn't heard of, but I was able to download all of them through some menu, and that was cool. I don't know. I'll take it. I mean, I bought Red Dead Redemption on Steam, but just because I bought it on Steam on my computer, I shouldn't be able to play it from my Xbox. Those are like different releases, and I didn't buy it on Xbox, so I don't know. I'm not gonna question it, though. I'm happy about it. So I started both of those games yesterday, and I played Red Dead Redemption 2 today. It's fun. I've been enjoying it. Yeah. What else did I do today? Oh, I woke up today and started my day off with a beer, because I don't think I got hazed enough in college. And it felt like a good 25th birthday thing to do. I also woke up at 11, so it wasn't like, you know, first thing in the morning. God forbid. Anyway, coming up next is Caravan with Golf Girl.
I chanced upon a golf girl selling cups of tea. She asked me, did I want one? Asked me with a grin. For threepence you can buy one, full right to the brim. So of course I had to have one. In fact, I always a golf girl could see she fancied me. And later on the golf course, after drinking tea, it started raining golf balls. She protected me. Her name was Pat.
Be well, be a well. I'm a ball of angel power, and no one out of
91.5 FM is a college and community radio station no matter where you are in eastern Massachusetts. If you're driving northeast from Tufts, check out some underground radio over at WUML in Lowell, broadcasting from UMass Lowell, although you might not get the signal if you are underground. If you're driving southeast, tune in to hear lots of great programming over at WZLY in Wellesley, broadcasting from Wellesley College. Support community radio by tuning in and engaging with local radio stations. And remember, if it's 91.5, then it's good college radio. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. There you go. I love college radio. So good. All right. Thank you for sticking with me for those two. I was just a little bit of progressive birthday indulgences there. That last song was Siberian Katru by Yes. Before that was Emerson, Lake, and Palmer with Carn Evil 9 First Impression Part 1. Before that was Gong with the Pothead Pixies. And coming up next, we're going to have... what's this? It's...